The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. What lesson do we learn from today's gospel? I'll try to point out four, but if I end up doing three, that's okay. Number one, when things happen to us, that does not define us. It does not define our worth or our righteousness, especially when bad things happen. They came and were asking the question, was it their fault? Was it that they were the worst sinners that Pilate used them as sacrifice? Think about the life of Job. Bad things happened to Job, yet he was a righteous man. The worst of evil happened to Jesus, the Son of God, yet he was a righteous man. So sometimes we look at ourselves when things happen and we feel it is because we have done this, we have done that, we have done all of that. Oftentimes it doesn't translate to that. That's what Jesus is telling us, number one. Number two, sometimes when things happen, when bad things happen, we keep asking the question, why? 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 Rather than ask the question, why, Jesus says to us, what lesson can I learn from this? What are you teaching me from this experience? When Jesus died on the cross, there must have been a lot of questions in the mind of the disciples, the apostles, our Blessed Mother, why? Certain person was asking the same question, why? God, why me? Why did this happen to me? And God said, you're asking why? You're asking me, where are you? And my response is, I am where I was when my only son was killed by his own creatures. Rather than ask the question why, ask the Lord for enlightenment. The third thing is that we must not think that God is not patient. God is patient, but he is not indulgent. He is patient, but he is not indulgent. What does that mean? You cannot overstretch his leniency. He was patient with the fig tree that was barren into this gospel, Luke chapter 13. Yet, he wanted to give him time. And after 1 year, what happens? He comes back and says, okay, I have given you enough time. I have given you enough time. Which leads me to the fourth thing we should reflect on. He is giving us enough time for repentance, for conversion. When things happen, do they lead us closer to God or away from God?